Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Softballing with Us. I am your host, Janae Lazenby. Let's start off by recapping the Tide schedule. So, the past two weekends, the Tide has been doing the thing. Let's recap from the Easton T-Town Showdown, where they took on Kent State and UNI in South Alabama. On March 5th, the Tide had a doubleheader against Kent State, where they rim-ruled both games, won the first game 9-1 and the second one 11-3. On Saturday, they had another doubleheader against UNI, where they beat them the first game 5-3 and rim-ruled them in the fifth inning 8-0. South Alabama, the game on Sunday, was the Tide's first loss. It was a very close loss. It was just a simple 0-1 game where South Alabama won. It was very tough for the Tide. Montana Faust pitched that game. That was her first loss of the season. She had 12 strikeouts and only allowing one run and six hits. So that was good. Bailey Hill was the MVP of the T-Town Showdown tournament. Let's get into these recaps, shall we? So recapping the run rule against Kent State, both of the run rule victories. Bailey Hemphill was doing great, hitting the ball great both of those games. Alexis Mack was also doing good, and so was Bailey Dowling, and also Claire Jenkins. They also did very well in both of those games. On Saturday was a great doubleheader, especially in the last game against UNI. Bailey Hemphill was starting things off for the Tide again. And Taylor Clark also did good. She had an RBI double into left field. Savannah Woodard did great also. She ended the game on a grand slam. That was her first home run of the season, which was a grand slam, so that's good. And also, Jayla Torrance had her first start of the season and her first win of the season in that game. So we'll take a break real quick, and we'll recap the Auburn game series, which is our first SEC play of the season. And then we'll talk about this upcoming weekend's tournament. Thank you.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
Welcome back. Let's start recapping the three-game series against the Auburn Tigers. The Tide shut them out all three games, clinching the series and claiming the throne of Alabama to show and prove that the University of Alabama is way better than Auburn Tigers. So Bailey Hemphill surpassed her 200 career RBIs in the 6-0 shutout against Auburn on Friday, March 12th. This is their first SEC play of the season and road games. So Bailey Hemphill now has 203 RBIs, joining Charlotte Morgan, who has 264, and Kaylee Hunt, who has 215, as the only Alabama players to ever reach that mark. Let's see. Bailey also had two home runs that moved her into fourth place to tie with Amanda Locke with 54 career home runs. Alabama is now 18-7 in SEC openers and 49-22 all-time versus Auburn and 22-10 versus the Tigers on the road. The shutout was the Tide's 10th of the season. Lexi had 10 strikeouts to tie with her career high. She previously had that many on February 14th against Louisville. KB Sides is back in action as she has been sitting out for a couple games due to her leg injury. On Saturday, March 13th, the Tide won 4-1 against Auburn. Kaylee Tao had three doubles to tie the UA single-game school record. Bailey Hemphill now has 193 career walks, now since she recorded the two that game. And Montana's Faust led the nation in strikeouts to walk ratio heading into the weekend and improved her season mark to 96-7 ratio. On Sunday, March 14th, the Tide won 4-2 over Auburn to cap the weekend. Bailey Dowling had a 3-run home run to push the Tide in front of Auburn. Then KB Sides had a RBI single up the middle to drive in Alyssa Brown for the final run of the game in the top of the sixth to clinch the Alabama win. So it was a great team win in a hard-fought game on Sunday. The Wednesday game for UAB was postponed due to the tornadoes that were happening in the south. So prayers to all the families out there. But the Tide is back in action at Rhodes Stadium this weekend for SEC play against the University of Tennessee. The Tide will be taking on the first game on March 19th on Friday at 6 p.m., the second game March 20th on Saturday at 2 p.m., and the final game of the series on March 21st on Sunday at 1 p.m. You can watch all games on ESPNU if you can't make them in person, but if you can't make them in person, please wear your mask and social distance. We are still in a pandemic. And before we go, let's talk a little baseball. Baseball is having their first SEC play against Arkansas. They are on the road for this weekend's game, so they'll be playing Arkansas in their three games on Friday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m., Saturday, March 20th at 6:30 p.m., and on Sunday, March 21st at 2 p.m. Also, our men's basketball team is in the NCAA tournament. They are going dancing, and so are our women's basketball team. They are both going dancing. Our boys are the regular season SEC champs and also the final season SEC champs. They won the trophy this weekend in a hard-fought battle against LSU. Their first game of the tournament will be this Saturday, March 20th, in Indianapolis, Indiana. As for the women's basketball team, they will be going against North Carolina on Monday, March 22nd at 11 a.m., and you can catch that game on ESPN. Get out there and support the Tide where you can. Always be safe and wear your mask and have fun. Remember to social distancing. And I thank you guys so much for listening to Softballing with Us. I'll see you next weekend.